Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me into your ears. The following podcast is a benefit for the Actors Fund and Broadway Cares COVID-19 Emergency Assistance Fund. To donate, please visit www.broadwaycares.org/help2020. And if you don't, I'll come to your house.
Dracula, a comedy of terrors, is brought to you by the Actors Fund, Broadway Cares, and Blood. Blood, it's in all of us.
Gentle listener, the terrifying adventures of Count Dracula, Lucy Westfeldt, and Jonathan Harker will begin in just a moment. But first, a word of warning. During the podcast, should you feel the uneasy sensation of hot breath upon your neck, and your blood pressure begins to rise, and you did not have the foresight to purchase in advance a wreath of garlic, a vial of holy water, or a sensible turtleneck, please notify a healthcare professional immediately, and they will pray for your eternal soul.
October the 5th, 1897. Dearest Lucy, apologies for my unsteady penmanship. I write to you from inside of a carriage en route to my client's home in the mountains of Transylvania.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes, driver?
What was that address again?
Let's see here. It looks like there's not so much an address as a map. Can you read this?
I must to keep my eyes on the road. This area is treacherous, especially at night. The Carpathian Mountains are known for their steep cliffs and man-eating wolves.
I'm sorry?
You're right. Person-eating wolves.
Are we in danger?
In this part of the world, danger is never far from your front drawbridge. But I'm sure you'll be fine. It's only 11. The wolves don't come out until after midnight. Huh. Guess my watch is broken.
This is not good. We certainly wouldn't want to be stranded around here.
Not on the Porco Pass. People in this region tend to mysteriously disappear. They call it the Devil's Rhombus.
Are they all right? The horses?
Oh, yes. I've trained them to punctuate my lines for dramatic effect. Sometimes they overdo it.
Well, I hope they've enough strength for the remainder of the journey, because I've got to get to the castle.
The castle?
I have urgent business with Count Dracula.
Count Dracula?
Yes. I must have these papers signed and returned to England post-haste. I'm soon to be married.
Sir, you do not understand.
Oh, I understand completely. They say marriage changes everything for a chap, but not me. I've been preparing to be married my entire life. I make daily schedules, clean compulsively, and adore being taken for granted.
Mr. Harker, I beg of you, heed my warning. For the sake of your betrothed, do not enter that wretched castle.
Can't be that bad. I can find something nice to say about any home. I'm a real estate broker.
Then I can only wish you the best of luck, and my condolences to your bride.
Why have the horses stopped?
They sense danger. You will have to walk the rest of the way.
Walk?
It's not far. You'll probably make it.
But what about the wolves?
Nah, try this.
A bag of garlic?
From the farmer's market in Bucharest. God be with you, sir. And please, remember to give me 5 stars.
Jonathan Harker made his way through the Carpathian woods, where he could see the glow of yellow eyes through the trees, staring at him hungrily, growling with menace. He was terrified, like Margaret Thatcher at a dental convention. Just as the wolves were poised to attack...
Good doggy, good doggy, who's a good doggy? How about some fresh garlic, then? Don't you want any? It's from the farmer's market. Huh. How queer.
With the path cleared, he made his way to the front door of a vast ruined castle with tall black windows, whose broken battlements showed a jagged line against the sky.
I say, the driver was right. It is awfully creepy. I can see why he wants to move. Oh well, here goes.
And right there, dressed entirely in black, stood none other than...
Count Dracula! Nice to meet you. Alexa, turn down the music. Mr. Harker.
So good to finally be here. It was quite a journey.
Welcome to my house. Please note that you have entered on the no dress end of your own free will.
Isn't that a unique greeting?
Liability issues.
Speaking of, is your solicitor here? For the signing, I mean.
Oh, I couldn't find one who keeps my hours.
Yes, I was wondering why we had to meet so late. It's a bit unorthodox, isn't it?
I'm a unicorn. You actually caught me in the middle of my morning workout.
Morning? It's nearly midnight.
I slept late. Where are my manners? Can I get you something to drink, to eat?
Oh, you wouldn't happen to have anything gluten-free, cruelty-free, vegan, non-GMO, and certified organic, would you?
I love house guests. You're in luck. I get all of my overpriced produce from the farmer's market in town.
Perfect. In fact, that's where my carriage driver got this bag of fresh garlic. Look! You all right there, Dracula?
Oh, yes, just allergic.
I understand. Makes cooking a challenge, eh?
Not at all. I'm a baker. More sweet than savory.
Oh, lovely. I'm sure Mrs. Dracula appreciates that.
There is no Mrs. Dracula.
Oh. Forgive my presumption.
No. Naturally, you assumed as much. I'm highly desirable. But I've been through every single woman in Romania, and I have yet to find the right person.
It is a small country, I suppose.
Full of small-minded people. How many more conversations can a man have about chicken coops and borscht? I long for someone who will challenge me, a match, an equal. Someone whose strength of character makes me want to be better. Also, she has to be hot. That is what I truly crave, Mr. Harker. The love, the companionship, the taste of that one special person.
The taste?
I'm sorry, the trust of that one special person.
Well, no shortage of singletons in London. Let's get you there straight away. I have all the legal documents for you to take ownership of your 5 new properties.
Wonderful.
So, I'll just need your autograph here.
Blah, blah.
Here.
Blah, blah.
Here.
Blah, blah.
Here.
Blah.
And here.
Blah, blah.
Lovely. And then there's the little matter of the check.
Ah, yes. I have that prepared.
Ooh. Cheers very much. Lots of zeros on this one, eh?
Remarkable. Real estate has gone through the roof since the Black Plague.
Oh, you're funny. Yes, it's bloody expensive, isn't it?
Yes, bloody expensive.
Count, not to pry, but I'm curious... What does one do with 5 separate homes in London?
Investments. I want to have a foothold in all of the best neighborhoods.
I admire your business acumen. Might I ask what you do for work?
Oh, you Englishmen are all business. Might I ask what you do for pleasure?
Oh, I don't know. Usual things. A tidy desk generally makes me happy. Cup of tea, not too hot. Color-coordinated sock drawer?
You sound like a lot of fun.
Oh, but I'm not. My fiancé tells me all the time. She's much more adventurous than I am.
Is that so?
Oh, yes. Yes, she's always off exploring dark and abandoned places, picking up exotic plants and artifacts, and getting herself into all sorts of mischief. The woman is fearless. I have no idea what she's doing with me. Here, this is her. Isn't she a vision?
She is exquisite.
Yes, and brave beyond reason. We met as children when I fell through the ice in the pond behind our school, and she rescued me. I would have died of hypothermia had she not heard my screams and come running.
Unbelievable.
Quiet. It's as though she's attracted to danger.
That skin, the likes of which I have not seen in at least 1,000 years.
Sorry?
And that neck, such flawless skin.
Well, we all get the odd ingrown hair, but overall...
She looks like a B-positive, no?
Oh, yes, she's quite the optimist. It's that very spirit which draws people to her.
And her skin.
Yes, you keep saying that.
Where does she sleep?
I'm sorry?
I mean live, where does she live?
At her father's house in Whitby, atop a cliff overlooking the North Sea. It's breathtaking.
I like the sound of that.
If only her father would give up his silly rehabilitation project with the criminally insane.
Insane?
Mental patients who live with him and his daughters. He specializes in those with weak minds, susceptible to suggestion and vulnerable to dark forces.
Interesting.
There's not much else in town. Other than the cemetery, and a haunted house that no one wants to buy. I've had that listing for ages.
Really? What's the ask?
You could pick it up for next to nothing. No one wants to deal with the renovations. Or the screams at night.
I'll take it.
Borson! We're near in the eye of the storm! Hoist the mizzen and raise the topsail!
What's that, Captain?
I said, we're near in the eye of the storm!
What? I can't hear ya!
The blasted rain is coming down so hard!
What was that, sir?
Never mind.
What is the report today?
Due to high winds, volleyball has been cancelled.
What else?
And the buffet is down.
Damn it.
And you're gonna have to change your own linens, if and you don't mind, sir.
What is this nonsense? We need all hands on deck.
Sir, the men are not well.
How's that?
They've all taken ill.
Oh.
How ill?
Dead, sir. Every last one.
Every single one?
All but you, me, and the passenger. He's been asleep all day. In fact, he's slept every day since we've been on the ship. I can only assume he's overdone it with the Dramamine.
Then, by God, bring him above deck. The wind is picking up. How we're taking on water. I don't know how much longer she'll hold in this squall.
Aye, aye, sir.
Captain's log, October 11th, 1897. With a trembling hand and a screaming stomach, I attempt to chronicle the terrifying events of the past few days aboard the SS Stoker. When the ship left port in the Baltic Sea, she carried 36 souls. In the intervening weeks, however, they've all succumbed to a mysterious illness of the blood, leaving no clue, apart from what appear to be tiny bite marks on their necks. Assume it is somehow related to an aviary disease, as there have been reported sightings of a bat flying from cabin to cabin. The lone passenger below decks has not surfaced in days. I sent our bosun down to retrieve him, but neither has returned. I can only imagine that they have succumbed to the same fate as the rest. I am now left alone at the helm of what is essentially a ghost ship, battling 30-foot swells and winds of 80 knots or more. If I should meet my watery end, please tell my wife and my mistress that she was the only woman I ever loved. Oh, no! Oh, can that be a wall of water? Here it comes! The big one! I go down honorably with my soul!
Go down honorably with my shirt.
Lucy, sit still. We need to get the sand out of your hair. And I don't want granules on your pretty bedspread.
Oh, sister, you are too kind.
Oh, how I love your hair. If only I weren't cursed with father's straggle knots, I wear pretty bows like you.
Oh, nonsense, Mina. Well, your hair is every bit as beautiful as my own.
I'm afraid you got mother's hair, and I got father's facial hair.
Nevertheless, you look handsome, sister.
You really shouldn't go wandering on the beach at night like that. We were all so worried.
Well, I couldn't resist exploring just a bit. Well, with all the wreckage washed up, it was like walking right into an adventure story. Feel, this captain's log is still wet.
What else does it say? You know I can't read words.
I go down honorably with my sh.
With his sh?
Well, that's where it ends.
Personally, I think an unfinished sentence is the height of laziness. What do you suppose he meant by going down with his sh?
Oh, sweet sister, I mean... No one survived.
How chilling. Oh, was there anything else in that book?
No, just some pencil sketches of naked mermaids and the odd cabin boy.
Oh, to lose another artist. The world is the poorer for it.
Look! Oh, look, Amina, there's a manifest here at the end.
That sounds promising.
Well, it's all a bit squishy, but this last line looks like it says, six coffins full of earth headed for Carfax.
Oh, that dreadful abandoned house on the other side of town. Didn't Jonathan just sell that property?
Yes, to a man in Transylvania. Oh, he must have been on that ship.
I hope Jonathan cashed that check.
Pardon me, Miss Lucy. Sorry to bother you, but Mr. Harker's arrived. Shall I send him up?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Renfield.
Thank you, Renfield.
Incidentally, excellent progress you're making. Well, it seems Father's treatments are really working. Well, are you feeling any better?
As a matter of fact, I am, Mum. I'm nearly free of all my unhealthy behaviours.
Oh, wonderful.
Except my eating disorder. Oh, look, a spider.
Where?
It's on you.
No, Mina, get off of me. Get off of me. Get off of me.
Get in my mouth, you delicious little crumpet.
Oh, Renfield, I thought you were working on that.
It's my cheat day.
Is everything all right in here? I thought I heard a scream.
Apologies, Jonathan. My nerves got the better of me.
Oh, thank God, Lucy, you're all right. Almost ready?
Of course, darling.
I'm all right, too. Thanks.
Great, Mina. Darling, you're not even dressed. According to my schedule, we're due downstairs in 3 minutes. How does it look if we're late to our own engagement party?
Like our passion is so fiery, we run off to some far-flung land to live on berries and lovemaking. Like in one of those adventure stories. Or wouldn't that be something?
Something dangerous. Do you know unwashed berries contain parasites?
I wasn't being literal. Oh, I wish you would relax, darling.
I'm sorry. I am trying, you know?
I know, my love. Come here, then. Give us a kiss.
I don't see how that is going to... Oh, that was nice. Might I ask the future Mrs. Harker for another?
Oh, you might, sir. And I might just give you more than you bargained for.
We're wicked, aren't we? Sorry, Mina.
Don't worry about me. I like to watch.
What's all this sand in your hair?
Well, I was down at the beach last night, foraging for souvenirs from the wreck.
At night? Are you out of your mind? There are all sorts of ruffians and thugs. They come out of the woodwork whenever a ship runs aground.
Oh, Jonathan, you're sweet to worry about me, but you know there isn't any need to be so skittish.
I can't help it. I worry about your safety. And my own. Only 2 weeks ago, I was on that very ship. It could have been me. It's all a little close to home for my taste. Do you know my client, Count Dracula, was on that ship?
Oh, that's what I feared! I'm so sorry.
Poor man.
He was so looking forward to England. And to meeting you, Lucy. He was rather impressed with your skincare regimen.
It's so funny. Everyone always asks. Truth is, it's just soap and water.
Of course. Beautiful inside and out.
It's just soap and water.
Silver lining. I can sell creepy old Carfax again. And all those properties in London.
Oh, How nice!
Yay! More good things happening for my sister. Meantime, this mole on my face seems to be growing larger.
Mina, will you give us a moment alone?
No problem. I'll head down to the party. There are quite a few handsome gentlemen there.
Some of my former suitors simply won't take no for an answer.
Well, I'll just head down and hope for sloppy seconds then.
Mina.
Going.
My darling, you have a little more sand in your hair. Do you mind?
Oh, leave it. Oh, people will think we've been rolling around on the beach.
It's 6 degrees and raining. We'd end up in bed for a week.
I would love a week in bed with you, Jonathan.
You're a devil, you are. But we can't do this now.
Why not?
We have a room full of important guests waiting, including 3 judges, a barrister, and a beetle.
Did someone say beetle?
No.
Darling, please.
So I guess tonight is for all those important people, then?
Lucy, you know you are the most important person in my entire world. You're my future. I love you.
And I you, my darling.
In sickness and in health, till death do us part.
Will any survivors turn up from the shipwreck? Will Lucy and Jonathan live long enough to see their wedding day? Will Mina ever get some?
Wouldn't that be nice?
The answers to these questions and more next week on Dracula, a comedy of terrors. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, was written by Gordon Greenberg and Steve Rosen, directed by Gordon Greenberg, associate directed by Marty McGuire, edited and mixed by Bart Fassbender, with original music and sound design by Victoria DiOrio. Produced by Dory Berenstein and Alan Seals for the Broadway Podcast Network. This week's episode featured Christopher Sieber as Dracula, Jeff Crady as Jonathan Harker, Steve Rosen as the carriage driver, Richard Kind as the ship's captain, Orville Mendoza as the bosun, Ashley Park as Lucy Westfeld, Anna Lee Ashford as Mina Westfeld, Alex Brightman as Renfield, and I am your narrator, Alan Tudyk. This has been a social isolation podcast to benefit the Actors Fund and Broadway Cares. To donate, please visit the COVID-19 Emergency Assistance Fund at www.broadwaycares.org/help2020.
Dracula, a comedy of terrors, was commissioned and originally produced by the Malt Jupiter Theater, Andrew Cato, producing artistic director, chief executive.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.